Well, we're continuing on with our new message, and it's praise in giving. And praise stands for, you ready to say it with me? Power released after I start expecting. And we've been looking over different ways of power being released when God's people were expecting. The first one was in Acts, and we talked about how they were looking forward to the arrival of the Holy Spirit. And the power showed up when they were praising and worshiping. Amen? And then we looked at last week at the Joshua, and we were talking about the walls of Jericho. And they had been given a message that the walls were going to fall. Remember that? And did they praise the Lord after the walls fell? No. They praised the Lord before the walls fell. But they were in expectation of the walls coming down. Amen. And when we praise, power is released in our finances. So when you have something that's coming against you in your life, you have promise after promise after promise in here of more than enough. Of more than enough. So you can be expecting God to be faithful to His word. Amen. And when you're expecting, it releases something. It releases power. So something is moved. And last week we saw the walls, impenetrable walls of Jericho fall. And sometimes in our finances it looks like there's impenetrable things. There's no way that you can get out of where you're at. But when you praise, something happens in the supernatural realm. So when you go to do your monthly or weekly bills, you praise before you get there. Thank you, Jesus. I praise you. There's more than enough. There's going to be leftovers. I praise you for debt cancellation. I praise you. I praise you. I praise you. What are you doing? You're in expectation that something is about to happen in your finances. Amen? And each time we see that God's people were expecting and praising, God moves. You know what that means? He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. So just like He moves in the people that we're reading about in the Bible, He will move in your life today, and He will continue moving in the future. Somebody say amen. Amen. Okay, so if you have your Bibles, you can open up to Acts chapter 16. And it's a pretty long section. It's between 16 and 40 for the verses. But I'm just going to kind of summarize. Paul and Silas were put into prison because they healed somebody. There was a fortune teller girl that kept walking behind Paul saying, you are from God, you're men of God, God is with you. And he finally had enough after days and days and days and days. He rebuked the spirit in her and she was healed. But the men that owned her realized when she was healed, they lost out on money. So long story short, they had Paul and Silas brought before the authorities and they were thrown into prison. Okay, so in prison, I want to notice a couple things here. When they were put into prison, the magistrate ordered them to be stripped and beaten. And in verse 23, it says, and after they had been severely flogged, they were thrown into prison and the jailer was commanded to guard them carefully. Upon receiving such instructions, he put them in the inner cell and fastened their feet to the stocks or in the stocks. So we're going to look at what does inner prison, inner cell mean? This means the furthest point of the prison where there were more doors, more bolts, more bars to break open or pass through to be able to escape. So basically, it was almost impossible. Say impossible. Impossible. It was almost impossible to get out of this point of the prison. It was at the innermost part. Some scholars say that it would have been in a dungeon-like. Others say it was just in the center of the prison. There would have been no light. There would have been no circulation. They would have been put in with the worst of the worst criminals in this. This was like highly guarded, right? Like lockdown kind of situation here. And not only were they put there, they were put into stocks, which were on their feet. Now, some scriptures say, or scholars say, that the jailer had the option because they weren't commanded to be put in stocks. So the stocks in those times were actually legs, arms, and your head. But only their feet were bound. I think that's really interesting because when you're praising the Lord, what is just the natural thing that you do when you say, hallelujah? Your hands go up, right? So they still had their hands, for their praising. I love that. Thank you, Lord, for keeping those hands out. But basically, they are in the worst of places. They cannot get out. It is impossible. And they're uncomfortable. They're sitting with their legs, you know, elevated. They can't move. They're in this place where it looks impossible to get out. Have you ever felt this way in your finances? Where it looks, there is no way in the natural that you are ever making it out of this prison. You are in the worst of worst places, and there is no possibility of getting out. Well, I've got good news for you today. When you praise, power is released after I start expecting. And that's what we see with Paul and Silas. What were they expecting? They were expecting to be freed of their confinement. They were expecting God to show up. Somebody in this place better say amen. They were expecting God to move. They were expecting God to move. Let me say it again. They were expecting God to move, to take them out of this impossible situation and to bring them into another place. And what does God do? God's faithful. We read in the next verse, and it says, about midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing praise to God, and the other prisoners were listening to them. If you think that your life doesn't affect somebody, you are so wrong. You always have someone watching you, watching to see, what are they going to do? How are they going to respond to this? Are they going to deny God? I remember when I was in high school, and there was a young man that if I was light, he was darkness. I went to a Christian high school, and he was there because he was sent there. You know those kinds of kids? And he and I got to be friends for the most part. And I remember when we were getting ready to graduate, we were in the same grade, he pulled me aside and he said, you know, all these years I've been watching you and watching and watching. He said, because every Christian I'd ever known was a hypocrite. And he said, I just kept waiting for you to be a hypocrite, to be just like everybody else. And he said, but if I ever have to make a decision in my life whether to serve God or not, it's going to be because of you. And I was like, I'm not a perfect person. He's like, no, you're not perfect. He said, but every time you fell, you got back up and you kept on going. You didn't detour from your passion or your love of God. You weren't somebody else another time. And that really hit home to me because I didn't even know he cared. You know, he was like, I'm a sinner and I don't care about it, you know? And he's sitting in chapel after chapel. I remember praying for him all the time. Lord, send somebody to witness and to minister to him. And little did I know it was me. Would not have expected that, right? And so people are watching our lives, and they are watching you to see what happens when life comes, when circumstances come, when situations come. How are you going to respond? The prisoners were listening to them that were with them. And what were they doing? Oh, God, you forgot us. We didn't do anything to deserve this. No, that's not what they were doing. They were praising God and praying, not, thank you, Jesus, thank you, Jesus. If they were praying that loud, nobody would have heard them, right? But they're in the inner cell. You know what? Something I've noticed about inner places is that they echo. And they are smack dab in the middle of that prison, and they are praising God. And their voices are going out to anyone and everyone that can hear, right? So what are they doing? They're encouraging other people that are right there with them. Did those other people deserve to be in there? Maybe, but maybe some were in the same boat as Paul and Silas, right? So your voice, your reaction, your praising doesn't just help you, it helps everybody around you. Oh my goodness, they're saying there might be another shutdown. Praise God, there is not going to be one more shutdown. I am lifting my voice. I am declaring my praises because I'm expecting the power. What? You really? Yes. Yes, I am believing that God is able. Do you see how that, it changes the atmosphere? I'm guessing even though there was no light, I think there was light in that cell. I think there was glory of God came down when they were praising. Amen? And we see about midnight as they're praising, the verse continues and it says, suddenly, somebody say suddenly. Ooh, I like me some suddenlies. Suddenly, there was a violent earthquake that the foundations of the prison were shaken. Say, at once. So suddenly and at once, all the prison doors, just Paul's and Silas's? No, all the prison doors flew open. Not just opened, they flew open. And I know about flying open doors at our house. It's like kaboom, right? I mean, it's opened, right? There's no questions. And everyone's chains came loose. Just Paul and Silas? No, everybody. Do you see how when the power of God is released, it's not just going to be you that's blessed in your finances. It's going to be the people connected to you that are blessed in their finances. Amen? Amen. Power was released. I love suddenly and at once. Prison doors were opened. Whatever has made it impossible for you to get out of your financial situation is about to change. Chains were loosed. Whatever has held you back is about to be let go. That's what happens when the power of God shows up. We need to praise Him in our giving because power is released after I start expecting. But the story doesn't end here. Not only were they just released of their confinement, there was something else supernatural that took place. And oftentimes, this is the part we forget. When God does a financial miracle in your life, you need to share. Why do you need to share? Because there's something else that needs to happen. There's something else that God has in store. And you know what it is? Salvation. Amen. Salvation. They were set free from their confinement. And what happened? Directly afterwards, the jailer and his whole house gave their hearts to the Lord, baptized, saved, right there and then. When you get a financial breakthrough, you need to share because you don't know who's listening and who's gonna go, I'm ready. I wanna give my heart to the Lord. I'm ready. Because of your financial breakthrough. Because we were once confined and now you're not. But that's not all. That's not all. It says later in the chapter, it says that after they left the prison, after they were released from prison, they went to Lydia's house and they encouraged the brothers. They encouraged them. Wait a minute. Were the brothers in prison? No. Paul and Silas were in prison. But even though they had been in prison, they went and encouraged the people that were not in prison. Now that seems strange, right? But guess what? When you experience the power of God in your life, not only does it release you from your confinement, it helps you to release somebody else from theirs, and it helps you to be an encourager. This is powerful stuff. When we begin to praise, all this starts with, you back it up, it all starts with praise. Praise. You get a big bill. Thank you, Jesus, that you are my provider. I praise you, Lord, that every need is met. Something of yours has been held back. I praise you, Lord, there is breakthrough this week. I praise you, Lord, for the answer. I praise you for the fulfillment of that thing. I praise you, Lord, it's coming in Jesus' name. Not in 2 weeks, not in 3 weeks, but today in Jesus' name. Do you see the difference? You're praising the Lord with expectation. And when that miracle comes, get on your phone, get on your text, get on your social media, whatever it is, and you tell everybody you know, look at what God has done. Why? Because you're not just expecting your confinement to be released. You're expecting salvation and encouragement. Salvation and encouragement. Amen? Whoo! Expecting God to move. We're praising because we are expecting to be released from the confinement of our finances. To be set free. You know what that looks like? That looks like somebody who's always giving. Always giving. Always giving. Always giving. Standing at the store. paying for someone's groceries, at line getting a coffee, paying for someone's coffee, at the gas station, paying for their gas. Wherever you're at, you see a need, you're blessing, you're blessing, you're blessing, you're blessing. I heard a testimony on EMIC this morning of a man who, the Lord had given him a revelation of tithing. And he said, after I got that revelation and planted my seed, we couldn't give fast enough before it came back. He said, it was the craziest thing I've ever seen. He said, we would sow something and I'd get a $10,000 bonus. We'd sow something and something else would big come. We'd sow something and he's like, we couldn't get it out fast enough because the blessings kept coming. That's how God works. He's not trying to take from you. He's trying to get to you. Amen? Amen. Grab your tithes and offerings. Whew! Father, we just praise you. We know that power is released after I start expecting, and we are expecting this morning to be freed from our confinement, no matter how great or how small. We are not confined any longer financially, no more, in Jesus' name. And we praise you in advance, Father, for release from that confinement. Father, we thank you. Our bills do not dictate how much we can or cannot give. You dictate that, Father, and we will be freed from that confinement to be able to give to every good work. We thank you, Lord, whatever has held us back, that has put our giving in stocks so we can't give as much as we'd like to give, we see those things being loosed in the name of Jesus. They are falling off people this morning in Jesus' name. And we praise you, Father, and we thank you that not only are we released from our confinement, that we are believing for salvations and encouragers, Father. Salvation in our family, in our friends, in our neighborhoods, in our cities. We thank you, Father, for encouragement, that we are going to be encouragers, that we'll be able, everywhere we go, we'll be an encouragement to people. And that in that encouraging, people are going to be like, wow, what in the world is going on? Praise. I've learned what praise means in my life. And Lord, we just thank you so much for all of these stories. Father, they're not just old things that have passed away. No, 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 God. They are new and fresh every morning as your word is, Father. And we thank you. They're reminders of what you have done, what you will do, and what you will continue to do in the future. We praise you, Lord, today for blessing every seed that's sown. We call in the harvest. We say, angels, go to the north, the south, the east, and the west, and bring forth all those things that the enemy has held back. Bring them forth in Jesus' name. Today is the day of salvation. Today is the day of breakthrough. No more confinement over our lives in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Father, for every person that has ever sown into this ministry. Father, you are going out and touching their lives. We're going to hear so many testimonies, Father, of what God has done in people's finances, ripping off the confinements, Father, and setting us free to be the most extreme givers, just like you are, God. We just praise you and we thank you for this today in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen and amen.